The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, November 17, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated his Algerian counterpart, Abdelmajid Tebboune, on his birthday and thanked him for receiving the Cuban delegation. Díaz-Canel arrived on Wednesday in Algiers, first destination of his international tour, set to end on November 27th, and which also includes Russia, Turkey, and China. Essential issues for Cuba will be addressed during the visit, mainly related to the electric power sector, which is facing a complex situation caused by the shortfall of generation capabilities. The Cuban head of state wrote on Twitter that the visits are intended to boost efforts to alleviate the effects of a post-pandemic crisis that is overwhelming the entire world and which is worse for Cuba due to the effects of the United States blockade. The Cuban delegation is also composed by Vice Prime Ministers Ricardo Cabrizas and Alejandro Gil, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, and the Ministers of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment Rodrigo Malmierca, of Energy and Vicente de la O, and of Public Health José Ángel Portal. Cuba is a strategic partner for South Africa and Latin America and in multilateral forums, and its presence at the 38th Havana International Fair, FIHAV 2022, is aimed at seeking new business openings. At FIHAV 2022, the South African Deputy Public Work and Infrastructure Minister Noxolo Kiviet assured that the excellent political relations between both countries should be supported by stronger economic relations with greater trades and investments. Kiviet added their proposals are focused on new construction openings and exemplified the signing of an agreement with the Cuban Ministry of Construction on technical assistance at the national and provincial levels. Interest was added in expanding trade and investment in Cuba in different commercial areas, including science and innovation, culture, sports, construction, agriculture, and industrial associations. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez strongly rejected the imposition of new coercive measures by the U.S. government against Iran. The Cuban minister posted on Twitter that these new sanctions are illegal, violate international law, and constitute an open interference in Iran's internal affairs. The United States imposed on Tuesday punitive measures on companies and citizens it accuses of being involved in the production of transfer of Iranian drones allegedly used by Russia in attacks against infrastructure in Ukraine. Iranian military industries are already under heavy U.S. sanctions over Tehran's nuclear development program. And in the international agenda, we have that. The acceptance of the performance by Chilean President Gabriel Boric and his government increased by 4 points to 37%, according to a survey published in Santiago de Chile. The poll was carried out by the firm Data Influye and involved a sample of 1,538 people, men and women over 18 years of age, who live in different parts of the country. According to the information obtained, rejection of the president's work dropped 3 points to 48%, with 15 of 100 respondents not expressing an opinion on either side. The president's approval increased after his trip to the complex region of La Araucanía and the presentation of a pension reform bill, which aims to improve the meager pensions received by pensioners sometimes below the poverty line. Meanwhile, the president-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva held talks with representatives of Brazil's civil society and indigenous peoples within the framework of COP27, which is being held in Egypt. Sources close to the founder of the Workers' Party stated that Lula expects to meet with delegates of the International Indigenous Peoples Forum on Climate Change. On Wednesday, the former unionist received in this Egyptian resort from the hands of governors of the legal Amazon a document that defends a mutual agenda for the climate transition. The so-called Amazon Charter, a common agenda for the climate transition, was read by Helder Barbalho, the governor of the northern Brazilian state of Pará, who invited Lula to the 27th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Lula also stated that climate change and poverty are two inseparable realities that must be fought jointly, and promised stricter punishments against those who attack the environment and the resources of the Amazon. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.